Jury selection in the Martha Stewart trial begins today in New York. The charges against Stewart and her Merrill Lynch broker, Peter Bakanovic, arise from her December 2001 sale of stock in the biotech company ImClone, allegedly on the basis of inside information. But Stewart is not being tried for insider trading. She's accused of obstructing the government's investigation into that trading and for allegedly lying about her actions to prop up the stock price of her company, Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The chain of events that led to United States of America versus Martha Stewart and Peter Bakanovic began on December 27, 2001. That's when Stewart's friend and ImClone chairman Samuel Waxell sold much of his family's stake in ImClone. Within hours, Stewart followed suit. Waxell later admitted he sold because he knew the Food and Drug Administration would soon announce an unfavorable action against his company. It was insider trading. When the government questioned Martha Stewart about her ImClone sales, Stewart said her stock sales had nothing to do with Waxell's. She said she sold because of a pre-existing arrangement with her broker. The indictment charges that Stewart lied when she said that, and that she was trying to obstruct the government's investigation into the sale.
It is always the case that people who somehow come under the microscope of government investigation, the number one mistake they should not make is to lie to the government. It's a crime.
Charna Sherman is a white-collar defense lawyer and a partner in the Cleveland office of Squires, Sanders, and Dempsey.
That is what got the prosecutors way, way upset with her. And that's why she finds herself where she is now.
Sherman says the government has strong documentary evidence to support its case. The government's indictment says that when Stewart learned she was being investigated, she accessed a computerized phone message log in her office and changed the text of a December 27, 2001 message that spurred her ImClone sales. The original message from Stewart's broker read, "Peter Bakanovic thinks ImClone is going to start trading downward." Stewart changed the message so that it sounded more neutral. "Peter Bakanovic re-ImClone." Later, she instructed her secretary to change it back. When she was questioned about Bakanovic's phone message, Stewart told the government, among other things, that she didn't know if it had been recorded in the computerized log. That, the government says, was one of many false statements Martha Stewart made.
These are really problematic facts because they are provable.
If she's convicted of lying and obstructing justice, Stewart is likely to receive no more than a year or two in prison, according to John Coffey, professor of securities law at Columbia University.
They've also accused her under a much more aggressive and novel theory of securities fraud. Here the claim is that when she denied that she had committed insider trading and made that in public statements to the world, she was principally attempting to support the price of her own company.
That charge could lead to a sentence of up to 10 years in prison. But, says Charna Sherman, the charge could also help Stewart's defense attorneys make this argument to the jury.
The prosecution has overreached here. And because they've overreached here, you need to also question the rest of these charges.
Stewart's lawyers are expected to argue that her alleged misstatements to government investigators weren't made with criminal intent because she didn't commit insider trading in the first place. Martha Stewart avoided a loss of roughly $50,000 by selling her ImClone stock when she did. A conviction in this trial may irreparably stain her reputation. For prosecutors, a failure to convict would be an embarrassing setback in their drive against corporate fraud. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.